Hi, I am Dr. Dick Needleman, health reporter for 103.3 Asheville FM, with a healthy Asheville health tidbit for this week. In local news, my wife and I have become climate refugees following Western North Carolina's destruction by Hurricane Helene. We lost electricity, running water, cell service, and internet access for most of 5 days. We ran out of food to eat and water to drink. My wife's blood pressure was high for the first time in her life at her medical appointment 1 week later. Your body reacts to stress by releasing a surge of hormones as part of the fight or flight response. These hormones allow the body to better adapt by increasing the blood flow to your muscles so you can react. It's considered normal for your blood pressure to increase for a short time during times of stress. Long-term high blood pressure can increase the risk of heart disease, heart attack, kidney disease, and stroke. Adrenaline and cortisone are the main hormones that are elevated. The former increase your heart rate and your blood vessels to narrow, while cortisone can raise your blood sugar and improve its utilization. Learning how to manage stress can lower blood pressure. Your blood pressure should normalize once the stress goes away. Sticking to an exercise routine and having enough sleep can help lower stress. This has been Dr. Dick Needleman with a healthy Asheville health tidbit. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org. Today's health tidbit is posted on our website at www.ashevillefm.org.